Monster Movie Media presents.
Hi, this is Michelle.
And this is Jane, and together we are the Disney Dream Girls.
And you are listening to the Creepy Kingdom podcast.
Greetings and welcome to episode 28 of the Creepy Kingdom podcast. A podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II.
Woohoo!
And I have my own personal cheering section. And I'm joined by Miss Roxy Tart for this episode. Hello.
Hello, James.
Thanks for joining me on this journey.
Hello, Creepy Kingdom listeners.
Welcome back to the show.
I am thrilled to be back on the show. I have been dying to be back on the show.
I know, and I've been like, every week, you're like, can I come on here? I'm like, no.
I know, he's so mean to me. He's like, nah, you're not popular enough. You can't come on my show.
I checked your clout score this morning, and you just crossed the barrier enough to come on the show, so thank you. Thank you, whoever makes you popular on Clout. And thanks for coming on. Coming up in this episode, hot off the press of the teaser trailer that just dropped, we are going to be taking a look and dissecting the upcoming film Into the Woods. That's how you
spooky,
say it, right?
Spooky, spooky.
But before we get to that, I got something I want to ask the listeners. You know, we have a way that they can contribute to the show, and we can collectively make it our show. You know, it's everybody's show.
Yeah, then you don't have to beg James to be on the show.
Right. this is the way. If you don't, this is the way you can come on the show. So, as you may or may not be aware, on August 9th is the 45th anniversary of the opening date of the original Haunted Mansion, which opened in Disneyland. Can you believe
that? Right.
And
I do believe that the original Haunted Mansion opened in Disneyland.
Do you believe that? Yeah.
I do.
No,
because
it's true. I'm glad you believe it. And it is literally my favorite attraction in the world. Oh, I found that spider.
I don't know if you all know this, but James has another podcast called the Even James Has a Podcast podcast, and I'm sure he'll cut all this out, but I'm going to say it anyways.
All right, good.
Now we're going to change it to the Even James Has a Scared podcast, because this spider is just plaguing him.
It really is literally creepy up in here. I am being stalked and preyed by a spider. I keep thinking that I kill it, and then I keep seeing it show up, and it's...
Dude, that spider could be from the Haunted Mansion. He could be here for the show.
Yeah, he's like, I just showed up, dude. Come on. I want... Well, it's next show, because here's the point. This is a great intro, by the way. our listeners are like, usually you're so cold and stiff during the beginning, but this is fun.
Nah, we're doing it all different today.
Yeah. So, this is what's up. So on August 9th, I'm going to be releasing the next episode of Creepy Kingdom, and it will be in celebration of the Haunted Mansion's 45th anniversary. And what we're going to be talking about is I want everyone to send in their favorite Haunted Mansion memories. And now, of course, if you haven't been on Disneyland one, you've only been on Disney World one, or if you've been to one in another part of the world, definitely, you know, want to hear from you, because I've never experienced that. But
I've been on three. I just want to point that out.
Wow.
I know.
Way to rub it in my face.
Sorry, you can go back to what you were saying now. I just felt the need to, like, yeah, really get that in there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
appreciate it. But here's what you got to do. There's two ways you could do it. You can leave a voicemail for us at speakpipe.com/creepykingdom. If you're on a smartphone, tablet, or laptop, anything with a mic, you can leave a voicemail right there at that website address. It's 90 seconds. Or you can record it on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop and email it to creepykingdom@gmail.com. Keep in mind that Gmail only allows up to 25 megabytes. That's a pretty long MP3. So if you sit there and talk for like 15 minutes, I'm probably not going to get it. I probably won't have to put it in the show either. But so I feel like 25 megabytes is plenty, since most like 3-minute songs are 4 or 5 megabytes. So that's plenty of time. Those are two ways you could do it. Get it to me ASAP. Be sure you get it to me by August 7th to get it into the show. That's the deadline there. Become part of the Creepy Kingdom, and let's celebrate the Haunted Mansion together. What do you say?
Yay! I love this idea. I wish it was after the 7th, because I will be in Disneyland the weekend of the 9th for the Haunted Mansion's 45th anniversary. So I wish I could get my stuff in, and I can't. So everyone else should contribute as much as possible, because I am unable to get a recording from the 45th anniversary into James's show. So contribute and share your stories. I can't wait to hear everybody's.
Yeah, this should be awesome. Either can I. So this is going to be really sweet. So, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Alrighty. Without any further ado, let's begin. Hello and welcome once again to Creeping Soon, where we take a look at the upcoming, potentially creepy Disney films that will be released soon. I just said soon twice. I got to come up with a better way to explain that. Anyways, as you already know, Miss Roxy Tart will be joining.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? We've already established that, I guess. Anyways, so.
We have. I'm really excited that I get to be on a Creeping Soon segment, though, because I love Into the Woods, and I'm really excited about it. So.
All right.
And look, I said I'm really excited twice, so all it goes right with your saying soon.
Okay,
twice.
Okay, so we're together with our double talk.
It evens it out. We're good.
I'm glad you're here to do this. And I'm also glad you're here because I don't know too much about the source material for Into the Woods, so this should be exciting. You can bring something to the table, because otherwise I'd be a podcast of me going, I don't really know what this is, so I don't know. and that's okay, not what people come to Creepy Kingdom for.
I am not a expert in any way, shape, or form on Into the Woods, but mm-hmm. I will do my absolute best to inform you and the listeners of all of my creepy knowledge.
Excellent. All right, so before we get going through all of this, because of course this whole segment was inspired by the fact that a teaser trailer, also I like now the fact that teaser trailers are like over a minute long. They used to be like 10 seconds.
Yeah, teaser trailers are now regular trailers, and regular trailers are half the movie.
Right. Just was released to coincide with, to go before Guardians of the Galaxy, which just came out. And actually, it's a little, I might as well bring this up now. You may have noticed that I don't discuss Marvel films on the show, even though those are technically Disney movies. And I also don't plan on discussing Star Wars on the show either. And I have reasoning behind that.
And yeah, you don't even need reasoning. It's your show.
Well, of course, I know, but right. But I mean, it's for the people. I do this for you, listeners. So, because you know what it is? I discussed this when I was on Annie and Danny's Fast Pass podcast. I think that I discussed it on there. I feel like I did. I keep feeling the spider, man. It's really creepy.
I think it's a great setup for Creepy Kingdom that James is completely creeped out the whole time we're talking.
Oh my God. Is it one of those things where I don't know if I feel it or not, but I think I am? It's creeping me out. Anyways, I'll finish my tangent here. I mean, Disney is a company that owns many things that I don't pay attention to, like ESPN or, I don't know, Disney Channel teen shows. So, I mean, all these things technically could fall under the Disney banner, but I kind of look at what's Disney as a brand is what was presented to me as Disney. Like, Pixar was presented to me as Disney. So I associate that with being a Disney thing, even though Disney didn't own Pixar till recently. Star Wars, definitely I don't associate as being part of Disney. I know that they own it. They're writing the checks. They're putting it out there. It's in the parks. I have no problem with that, but that's not part of creepy Disney world to me. And same with Marvel. I mean, I'm a huge fan of the Marvel films. And obviously the characters have been in my life long before they're bought by Disney. And even Disney doesn't do that. I mean, if you look at Guardians of the Galaxy, it doesn't say anything about Disney. It says it's put out by Marvel. It didn't say anything about Disney until the end credits briefly. It says distributed by, you know, Walt Disney Studio Motion Pictures. So, needless to say, Guardians of the Galaxy was awesome. So, that's my two cents on that.
But we're not talking about that.
We're going to talk about
that. James does not want to talk about that.
We're not on Creepy Kingdom. I'll talk about it on the Even James' podcast. But anywho, Into the Woods is a film that's coming out. The teaser trailer just came out. So, it's based on a Broadway musical, which I am unfamiliar with completely. So why don't you enlighten us a little bit about the musical and before we move on?
Okay. Into the Woods is a musical by Stephen Sondheim, who anybody in the Broadway world, the musical world, knows he has done all kinds of different things. And his style is already a little off and a little, well, creepy, okay. Actually. A lot of the things that he writes, he writes them so they just sound a little off. So they make you really pay attention. And Into the Woods is the same. It came out in the late 80s on Broadway, and it's been running off and on since then. But it is a story about the fairy tale characters that we know, Cinderella, Rapunzel, Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk, Little Red Riding Hood, a couple of others. There's a baker and his wife, which is from a nursery rhyme. But basically, all of these people have wishes, and they want these wishes granted. So that's what the story's about. It's a musical, and it's about them and getting their wishes granted. And, of course, there is a witch who may or may not be the one granting the wishes. I don't want to give too much away that don't know about it.
No spoilers. But just a general consensus of what that's about.
Try to keep it nice and vague. But, yes, but there are a lot of characters that you will recognize. And there's a witch, and it's a very dark musical. It's not really child friendly. There is a children's version of it that's been performed before. But in general, Into the Woods is not a child friendly movie. So when I heard they were turning it into a movie and Disney was doing it, I got really excited because I wanted to see what Disney could do with this. And from the teaser trailer, I don't think I'll be disappointed.
Alrighty, well, without any further ado, let's listen to the trailer.
Reversed?
Ah!
Alrighty. I guess let me tell you my thoughts on the trailer, not knowing what was happening at all.
Okay.
I thought it looks cool. It definitely is keeping in the look that some other films have of recent, such as Maleficent and Oz the Great and Powerful and some other stuff that I can't remember right now. Even a little Alice in Wonderland, 2010 Alice in Wonderland, of course.
It's got a little Burton Alice in Wonderland kind of in there.
Yeah, so it falls right in line with that, and I know that people that don't care for any of those films, that's the first thing that they would probably say when they saw this trailer without really knowing anything about it. It's like, oh, another one of these. and also because the trailer doesn't really say much. It's kind of out of context. It looks cool. It pretty much just is introducing the cast. That's pretty much what I get out of this trailer.
Yep. Yeah, you get the cast introduction, and obviously then it is about wishing, because, you know, that tagline is, be careful what you wish for.
Right, so it's a pretty good teaser.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good teaser. I think it's really interesting that the movie is a musical, and there are no songs in the trailer. I find that very interesting. So, I am looking forward to the actual trailer. And, you know, okay, so I was excited that Disney was going to do Into the Woods. I was more excited. I'm like almost speechless excited. It's produced by the people that did Wicked. Mm. I am a huge Wicked fan. I want Wicked to be made into a movie more than anything, any other production I've ever seen in my entire life. And if Disney were to pick it up and do it, I might die. I might have a heart attack and just die.
Let me interject briefly. As on one of our most recent episodes with Jim Hill, he was talking about, this is actually ties into everything we talked before. Universal's the company actually produced the Broadway musical Wicked, so that's their property that they've been trying to make into a film adaptation. And they actually wanted Disney to not release Oz the Great and Powerful, so that it wouldn't, you know, crowd the marketplace with another Oz film. And in exchange for this, they were willing to give Disney the rights to use Marvel characters in Florida, because right now they don't. Universal Studios has those.
Yeah.
So it's, but obviously Disney released Oz the Great and Powerful. So I think Wicked's still in production, but it's going to be not. It will never be a Disney movie. So.
Well, I find that very sad, but I don't care. I don't care. Universal can make it. You know what? Universal, make the movie and build a ride, and I will.
Yeah, they want to do all that stuff. Build Oz. Those are all rumors, of course. But they want to do the whole nine.
Well, yeah, I love Wicked. And then in this teaser trailer, the other movie that pops up, the other name of the movie that pops up is Chicago, and I really liked Chicago too. So, you know, you put those two productions, you know, in front of this, plus the name Disney, plus, it's got Johnny Depp in it. Like, hello, it's gonna be awesome.
Well, is that really your thoughts? That whenever Johnny Depp's on board, it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah,
he hasn't knocked it out of the park 100% of the time. I mean, he's fine. I mean, the movies he's in hasn't.
I love Johnny Depp. I love Johnny Depp because whatever character he plays, he commits to 100%.
Oh, sure.
And so, even if the movie isn't necessarily good, I love watching him in whatever movie he's in.
All right, that's fair.
Because of that level of commitment. Mm-hmm. And he's playing the wolf in this movie. And so,
you don't even see his face. You just see part of
it. Yeah, I'm super excited to see what the rest of him looks like. And Chris Pine looks hot in the trailer. So, I'm excited.
I will say, as a heterosexual man, because it says the name of the person and then it shows them, and I see Chris Pine and I'm like, I thought of Captain Kirk, and I'm like, how is Captain Kirk going to be in this? And then I was like, wow, what a dashing young man. Like, that shot of him, it worked perfectly.
Right? And like, I'm not a a Star Trek fan, so I did not see the Star Trek movie. I knew that he was in it, but I didn't even know that he was the guy that played Captain Kurt. So
he was the lead.
Yeah, I have no idea. But yeah, man, they showed that shot, and I was like, "Damn, Prince Charming, call me."
Is that his role, Prince Charming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, then he definitely nailed it. Yeah. So there you go.
So.
This is going to be interesting as we move forward. Actually, I think I should put this out there and say that I am not a big fan of musical films.
Oh.
Now, I can enjoy a live musical production. You know, so I'm not against that. You know, I haven't been to that many Broadway shows. I would go to more, you know, but it just, it's so damn expensive. But, you know, but I mean, I appreciate it. I appreciate a good live show, you know. But when it comes to film, like, it's been a problem for me because I hate the reality that the singing breaks. Now, in Disney films, the animated films, we kind of, like, been conditioned that, like, that's just part of the animated life. That, mm-hmm. And that doesn't really take me out of it. But when real live humans break into song, when actual drama is going on, that always takes me out of it. And it's tough for me. But there are exceptions. There's musicals that I've liked. For example, Sweeney Todd, I think, mm-hmm. was a great film. And I think that worked for me. Because not only was the cast amazing, some Johnny Depp, as we mentioned, and then two of my other favorite people in the world,
Helena Bonham Carter
and Sacha Baron Cohen. That's enough to keep me going there. But the fact that they were singing while killing made them seem even more psychotic, and that was just for me. You know, but that, I'm like, man, these people are nuts. They're singing so beautifully as they're, you know, doing such horrible things. So I didn't even know this was a musical. I figured it out by the fact it said from the people that made Chicago and Wicked. You know?
Yeah.
But I definitely had no clue that this was a musical until I saw that. You know, so,
yeah.
So that's the perspective I'm coming from here. You know,
it's interesting because I'm coming from the exact opposite of you. I love movie musicals. And my grandmother was an actress. I grew up in the theater as mm-hmm. a kid. She did all kinds of local theaters, and I grew up backstage. I grew up in the theater. I love musicals. And when they started making musicals into movies, I was really excited because for me, I kind of get the opposite. The music helps me get more into the movie. And with stuff like Chicago, you know, they're fluff pieces. So there really isn't a lot of drama. You know, it's really light and, you know, okay.
I haven't seen that, so I don't know.
James!
I just said I don't like musicals. Why would I watch Chicago?
Oh, my goodness! No, but I am a huge, huge fan of musicals. I will go to the theater anytime I can. Anything from community theater to, you know, going to San Francisco to flying to New York and going to Broadway. Like, I'm down for any of it. And movie musicals, I absolutely love. So it'll be interesting when we both see it and it comes out how we both feel about it.
Yeah, just it's I can't explain it. I mean, more than that, it's just it takes me out of this. You know, like it was definitely jarring to watch the film adaptation of the Broadway adaptation of the film Hairspray, which I love the original Hairspray so much. And then to watch the, you know, the other one that came out a few years ago, it was just like, what is going on here? Anyways, I could talk about how I don't get musicals all day. But anyways, let's move on and get back to the...
But back to Into the Woods.
Yes.
Maybe we could talk about musicals on Roxy's World, and then people can come. If they want to listen to us talk about musicals, we'll do it over there.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
Cool. I think it's a good idea.
I would say the only other Disney musical that I liked with live action was Enchanted.
I was going to say, please say Enchanted, because
but that's...
we've had some conversations lately that are like straining our friendship. And if you didn't like Enchanted, you might have a problem.
No, Enchantment was great, but those it's mostly satire. So that's
yes, yes, yes.
That's why it doesn't take me out of it. All right, so that's let's get the official plot of the film here. Going to the IMDb page, it says a witch conspires to teach important lessons to various characters of popular children's stories, including Little Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, Jack and the Beanstalk, and Rapunzel. So, the next thing that came to mind after I read this is this seems kind of similar to the television show Once Upon a Time. Now, another rift in our friendship, I guess, is that I'm not the biggest Once Upon a Time fan. I think it's okay. I don't dislike it, but I've only watched 3 episodes, so I know what is it on about to start season 4. So I'm
we're past season 4. You know what? I'm gonna start my own Disney podcast, and it is going to be the Things James Doesn't Watch or Like or Listen to podcast. Because
wow, it's gonna be a pretty lot of material to cover there.
yeah, it is all kinds of stuff. But no, I love Once Upon a Time. It got a little shaky in the beginning of season 3. But I love Once Upon a Time. So I think it's really interesting, but that you don't watch Once Upon a Time and you have never seen Into the Woods, but from what you know about both of them, that you thought that they were alike, because I never once did Once Upon a Time cross my mind with anything with Into the Woods. So
I mean,
I think it's really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, the first thought I have there is that these are all under the Disney umbrella. I mean, officially, I don't know if it says Once Upon a Time is made by Disney when you watch it, but you know, obviously it is.
Yep. Oh yeah.
You know, so it's kind of like, how many different takes on the same characters under the same umbrella are we going to get here? You know, especially since Cinderella's in Into the Woods, they got a live action Cinderella coming out a few months after this. So I this is kind of weird. And I assume Cinderella is represented on Once Upon a Time, right?
Yes, yeah, she is.
So, and I guess this will kind of lie into what might be a problem for me. I like to look at these characters as that they, as one definitive thing, exist who they are. Now, obviously, Cinderella, Pinocchio, Snow White, all these grim fairy tales existed way before Disney's adaptation of them. But it's the Disney versions that are the ones that are real to me.
And I think that until Once Upon a Time, everyone could do that. You know, the Disney version was the Disney version. And whether you were watching the original Cinderella movie, whether you were watching Cinderella 3, Twist in Time, whether you were watching, you know, Sophia the First and Cinderella came on, she was the same character.
Right.
And that was okay. And then Once Upon a Time came out, and because it's Disney and because it's their own stories, they put a different spin on their own characters.
Right, I feel like that, not to go off about Once Upon a Time, I feel like that is what's preventing me from getting deep into it, because I would love for it to actually be the same characters from the animated films in that scenario that's going on in Once Upon a Time. I think that would be cool.
Oh, see, I love it. I love that every episode of Once Upon a Time, there's a twist and there's a surprise, and there, you know, you hear that Ariel and Ursula are going to be on an episode, but it's not the story that you know. There is a twist to it. You know, you hear that Beauty and the Beast storyline is going to come, and it's a total twist, and you're just like, oh my God, did that just happen? How dare they? And then it sinks in that was awesome. Wow. That's like my favorite thing about Once Upon a Time. If I actually think if it wasn't for those twists, I wouldn't like it as much.
Well, we'll see if I start watching it again. I watched 3 episodes and I didn't really know what was going on, and I feel like I need like a seasoned vet like you to be like, why did that happen?
and that would keep
me interested.
Start at the beginning. You have to start at the beginning.
No, I did. I'm telling you, I watched the first 3 episodes. That's that's all I've watched. I always start the beginning.
I have a friend who used to come over on Sunday nights, and we used to watch Once Upon a Time together, but he is not a Disney fan. He is not a fairy tale person. He doesn't know anything about it. So he was trying to watch Once Upon a Time without having any prior knowledge of fairy tales and of these stories. And it did not work.
Yeah,
he was so confused.
I can imagine.
He's like, wait, who's that? What are they doing? I'm like, be quiet.
Right. I'd imagine you'd have to have some prior knowledge of fairy tales to understand that there's a twist happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Once Upon a Time, it's a hard show to follow for people. I've been told that a bunch, is that people stop watching it because they can't follow it, or, you know, it gets too complicated, or, but I love it. I think it's awesome.
All right. Well, so I brought up that Into the Woods just because of the same character thing, but I guess the thing on Once Upon a Time, isn't it like two different realities going on at the same time or something?
Yes.
Yeah,
so well, it's two different stories that they are showing at the same time, but are not happening simultaneously. One is in our world, and one is what happened to the people in our world in the past in the Enchanted Forest to get them to our world.
See, I didn't even know that was like different timelines. So that's
yeah, that's what's really confusing to a lot of people, is that timeline jump, because you'll be watching something in the real world and then they'll go to the Enchanted Forest, and you need to realize that happened, you know, 25 years ago. Like,
didn't pick that up.
It gets a little confusing. But I do understand, you know, now that we've been talking about it, I do understand what you mean about Into the Woods and Once Upon a Time being similar, especially to somebody that hasn't watched them, because they are different adaptations of those characters. So, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
All under the Disney umbrella. Like, if it wasn't under the Disney umbrella, it's like, all right, that's what they're doing. I mean, it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Since Disney doesn't own these Grimm characters, other people make movies about them. Some good, some not.
And we know.
Topic.
We know. We know.
That's about all I have to say about Once Upon a Time, I guess. So, since I don't really know, but I figure I would just bring it up to you, since I know you're a fan, and maybe some other people may have thought the same thing. So, the next thing to talk about here is the cast, which is pretty much what this trailer is just showing you, all the people that are going to be in it. Obviously, you got Johnny Depp. That's all I really knew about it when it was first announced, and probably about a year ago, said, I knew it was going to be creepy, I knew it was going to the woods, and it said it was starring Johnny Depp. I was like, cool, let's, and then...
Right up your alley.
Yeah, let's check his... Right on. I'm like, I thought they would shy away from keep making creepy movies, but no, they keep rolling them out. So that's literally all I knew about it before I watched the trailer. I know that maybe about 2 or 3 months ago, it was announced, I kept seeing these headlines, that there was a major plot difference from the musical.
Yes.
From the movie, which don't say it, because they say right there that it's a spoiler.
It is.
And so I didn't read it, so I don't know what that is.
Really? Okay. This isn't really cast, but since I know that's what you want to talk about.
Right.
But when that announcement was made, it was actually made by Stephen Sondheim, who wrote Into the Woods. And he said it in an interview. It was the first time anyone had said it. He said it in an interview. And it just caused this ripple
through
the Broadway community.
Oh, I don't know about that. It caused a ripple on the Disney side, too.
Well, yeah, and on the internet. But, there's a huge change. And it is a huge spoiler. But my whole thing about changes between the musical and the movie and whatever it is and stuff like that is, as long as the creator is okay with it, I'm okay with it. You know, they came to him and they were like, we want to make this change. Can you help us? And he was like, yeah, let's do this. So
he was part of the change. That's even better, let alone okay with it. He was consulted on it.
Yeah. So I'm whatever it happens to be, I think it'll be awesome. And I like that there's a little bit of a surprise and a little bit of a change and, you know, a little twist, as we learned in the Once Upon a Time section of this podcast. I like those twists, you know, like with Maleficent. I like those twists. I like learning stuff that I didn't know before, or having a surprise that I'm not expecting. So.
Well, then you're going to get it with that. So, cast. I knew about Johnny Depp, and that's it. And I'm just going to... going to go through some names here.
Mm-hmm.
who's in this? Anna Kendrick as Cinderella. I like her.
I loved Pitch Perfect. She was in Pitch Perfect, and I loved Pitch Perfect.
As you can imagine, I didn't see that.
Well, you know, it's kind of a musical. But that one, the music doesn't take you out because it's about an a cappella group. So at least the singing makes sense.
Yeah. It wasn't just that it was a musical. I didn't see it. I just wasn't interested in it. But
I like her. She's cute.
Yeah, ever since, what was that movie? Up in the Air? Have you seen that?
No.
Jason Reitman? Is that who made that? I don't know. Whatever. That was the first movie I remember, remember her. I mean, she's kind of been like a side character for a long time, but
mm-hmm.
I guess she's kind of one of the lead people in this. I mean, she isn't the lead person, but she's pretty out there, so good on her.
Yeah, she looks adorable.
So, Chris Pine, as we mentioned, right?
Yes, Chris Pine, who makes a very, very dashing Prince Charming.
Emily Blunt.
Who does she play? Is she Rapunzel?
This is Baker's wife.
The Baker's wife. Okay.
And that name sounds familiar. And she's one of those people that, like, I hear the name and I just never... I'm looking at her body of work, I've seen most of the movies she's in. And I don't... I'm just not comprehending who she is. So I don't know. Is she somebody that's cool? I don't know.
I'm not sure. I'm honestly not sure. My bad.
Yeah, it's all right. I see that Tracy Ullman is in that. And that's cool. I love Tracy Ullman. She wasn't in the trailer, but I'm just looking.
Oh, Emily Blunt. I know what she's from. She's from The Devil Wears Prada.
Right. Didn't see that movie. Somebody else is in The Devil Wears Prada, too, which we'll bring you up in one moment, though.
Yeah, save that one for last. It's going to be good in here.
I mean, as far as names that I know, that's really it, you know, besides the last person. I don't know who these other people are, but it looks...
Christine Baranski is in it. Mm-hmm. She plays Cinderella's stepmom, the evil stepmom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She was also in Chicago. She's a Broadway actress. Okay. She's amazing. I love her. And the pictures of her in her costume are just... I'm really excited.
All right. I mean, you're really getting a lot more out of these teasers than me because I have no idea what the hell's going on, man.
If you Google Into the Woods movie, she's not in the trailer, but if you Google Into the Woods movie on Google Images, she's like the second photo, and it's her in her costume with her big bouffant hair, and she looks amazing, but she's got her sunglasses on because it's like a behind-the-scenes photo.
Oh.
This is like me in everyday life. This is that mix of like costume and real world.
Right.
Like this is how I live. So I really love her and I love this costume and I'm excited.
Oh, I see it now. That's some badass stuff right there. She got her modern sunglasses in her costume.
Right?
I respect
that. Seriously, that's me. On a normal... Look at when I go to Disneyland. I almost look like I'm in a costume, but it's a little modern. Right. That's
respect for that. So, and the person that is cast as the lead of this is Meryl Streep. Now... I didn't even know she was in the movie to the trailer. Again, like I said, all I knew was Johnny Depp was in it. So, and when the trailer first dropped a few days ago, of course, right away was posted on creepykingdom.com. You know, keep linked into all those social media, and you'll never miss a beat for the freaking creepy Disney news. I'm always on top of it. There's not a lot of it. So when it happens, I'm there. I drop what I'm doing and make sure. and I had posted a still on Instagram saying, making sure all the Instagram followers knew to go to the website. And Roxy left a comment that was pretty jarring to me, actually. I was like, what the hell?
My bad. I'm sorry.
I've never heard anyone speak ill of Meryl Streep before. You said something I'm not even going to repeat on the show. Like I was
no, because we can't swear on the show.
That's right. And I was,
if we if we could swear on the show, you would all hear my exact feelings about this. But
all right, so I guess this is a two-parter, because I saved this conversation for the podcast, so I don't know the answer. Before you, this might be the same answer, but before you go into maybe your personal feelings towards Meryl Streep, what is your feelings on this casting?
Okay, well, actually, I can't answer it like that, because my personal feelings on Meryl Streep, I have never seen anything that she's been in that I did not like. You know, I like Meryl Streep as an actress. I read The Devil Wears Prada, and then I saw the movie, and I could not imagine anyone else as that character. You know, she's in all kinds of stuff that I absolutely love. I have two issues with her in this movie. The first is, this part was originally done by Bernadette Peters, and I am a huge Bernadette Peters fan, and I know it is stupid, but
you just don't like seeing someone else in the role, right?
I want to see her play the part. Okay. You know, it would be like if someone didn't cast Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth in Wicked. You know, that would, I can't even think about that. Okay. I don't even want to talk. Never mind.
That could happen. I mean, anything.
No, no. Don't put that out there. Don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby. No, but. So there is that. And that was a very small thing where I heard the casting and I was like, no, Bernadette Peters, how sad. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I moved on with my life. And then January happened. And then I got pissed off. So, okay, I'm going to try to do this without swearing. It's going to be tough, but here I go.
All right.
In January, Meryl Streep presented the National Board of Review Award to Emma Thompson for, it was like best lead in a drama or best woman in a drama or something like that. Okay. Right. And she got up on stage and decided to make a speech. And she had two. She stated that she had two speeches. She had a short.
Is this about the Walt Disney hating thing?
Yes, yes, it is. She got up on that stage while giving an award for a movie about Walt Disney and had the nerve to stand up there and say horrible things about Walt that were not true. Okay. Did he send that rejection letter to that woman in the 30s? Of course he did. Was he being sexist? No, it was the 30s in Hollywood. That's how things were. It wasn't just Disney. It wasn't just Disney Studios. It was every studio. And she got up there and gave that big, long tirade about what a horrible person Walt Disney is. I don't feel she should be in a Disney movie. I feel they should have kicked her. Sorry. See? See? They should have kicked her off the cast and gotten Bernadette Peters to play the role.
I can't believe I forgot about that. I should have put that together. I totally forgot about that happening.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be one of those people that says that Walt Disney was perfect, because no one is perfect and everyone has their flaws. But I really feel like it is bad form to get up on stage and hand out an award for a movie that was about Walt Disney, that was a really good movie, and stand up there and talk smack and throw shade over a topic that you obviously did not research. You know, right. She made Walt Disney sound like a horrible guy, and he wasn't a horrible guy. He was just a guy who happened to live in times that we do not agree with nowadays. You know, and so I just, if it was my movie studio, after she pulled that, I would have told her, we're shredding your contract. You're not going to be in this movie. We don't want you to represent us.
Yeah. Well, so. Okay. Stop. All right. I do agree that was not the forum to express her opinion. That's honestly the only real problem that I have with it, in all honesty. is, you know, I get, you know, a sign of the times, which is no excuse for anything, in my opinion. But, I mean, we tackle this a lot when we just go through the earlier films.
Mm-hmm.
And we bring it up to say, like, just this exists. You know, obviously it makes, and as usually the people that I review the films with, it makes us uncomfortable in 2014 as adults to see things that were clearly going over our eyes as children in the early films that are just really unacceptable. So we take it aside at times, but it's not cool. And so with that, I don't have a problem with bringing that up. I guess she thought it was appropriate to bring that up because the film pretty much, you know, I didn't review Saving Mr. Banks on the show. I think it's a great movie. I'm not, you know, I love it, but it pretty much paints Walt Disney 100% as a saint, even in that scenario, which is pretty much, which that's a whole other topic, because it pretty much makes P.L. Travers look like a horrible human being, which she may or may not be, but her whole point was that she wanted to create the integrity of her intellectual property.
Yes.
Maybe she didn't go about it in the nicest way, but that was her driving force. And so the whole film, though, as a film, Saving Mr. Banks, makes her look like a bad person for wanting that to happen, which kind of puts a negative view on artists as opposed
and, well, if you listen to interview with the Sherman Brothers, they'll tell you that this movie was nice to her.
Oh, no, I know. I know. I'm just telling you as a movie.
No. Totally. Yeah. I get it. But
so I'm just saying, that's why she brought it up. I guess let me finish my thought. The main thing here, though, is that why they're not going to shred up her contract is because it's Meryl Streep.
I know. I just, I'm really into the vintage scene. For those of you listening who don't know who I am, really, really quick, I'm a pinup model. I'm very much into the vintage scene. I love the mid-century. And things were different back then, you know? Whether we like it in 2014 or not, whether it's acceptable in 2014 or not, the world was a different place, and things were different. And we don't have to like it now, but we have to accept that that is history. It happened, and that's the way the world was. And whether it was good or bad, that's how it was. So, you know, this woman in 1938 applied to a program in Hollywood that there were no women in because the studios in Hollywood, the job that she was applying for, they decided that that was a man's job because it was long hours. It was hard work. It wasn't the type of work that a woman should be doing. You know, and nowadays we look at that and we're like, well, you know, F you. But back then, that's just how it was. And so he sent a rejection letter, and the rejection letter basically stated that, you know, women do not do this in Hollywood. I'm sorry. You know, I can't hire you for this. Right. And that wasn't him being, you know, sexist. That was just him being honest.
No, I get that. Like, I'm not debating that point. What I'm saying is that you're saying it's history and that's what it was, but I feel like it needs to be recalled, and I feel like that's where Meryl Streep was coming from. It especially since this film, really, and I'm not saying it needed to be in Saving Mr. Banks. It pretty much makes it look like nothing really bad is happening in the world, and probably, in my opinion, one of the worst times in American history to be alive. I mean that's debatable, but amazing art was created during that time. But I mean, you know. As far as civil rights goes, that's all I'm saying, you know. And so yes. I feel like that's where she's coming from. I'm not condoning her. I'm just saying I think it's awesome when people in her position like rock the boat, you know. And so that's why I didn't really have a problem with it. I think a problem that was taking away from Emma Thompson. I feel like that was not cool. But if it was her, if she was accepting an award, I love when people accept awards and just talk about their true feelings that have nothing to do with what's going on because they have the forum. I just personally like that, so
I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with that. But I guess really my biggest issue here is that she was trying to get the world, and obviously she was doing it very publicly,
right?
You know, because she wanted people to talk about it. She was trying to get the world to think of Walt Disney in a way that he wasn't necessarily because of this one thing,
right? Okay,
you know, and if you know the history of the Disney company, which most of us who are listening to this podcast probably do.
Right.
You know that he was one of the first people to hire a black man to do a job that no one else would hire a black man to do. He was one of the first people to hire a woman to do a job. You know, as the times changed, he changed. And it really struck me that she was trying to use this as a platform, but her facts weren't all there. You know what I mean?
Right. It was a rant.
She really tried to make it look like...
Honestly.
She tried to make it look like he was the exception and not the rule. And
right,
I took great offense to that because not how it is. And I get it. They can't tear up her contract because she's Meryl Streep and she's awesome. But... And then there's the whole thing about professionalism, you know,
yeah,
and
that's definitely not professional.
It was not professional. Where she did it wasn't professional. The fact that she took it away from Emma Thompson wasn't professional. And she, at that point in time, was under contract with Disney to make Into the Woods.
Dude, that's that's so ballsy.
You know, right? Like,
so many people in Hollywood are so fake.
that's crazy. Like, I know that she's Meryl Streep and so she can get away with anything, but I can't imagine being that unprofessional in my life.
Oh, of course not. Yeah.
So, it upset me. If I was under contract with Creepy Kingdom, I wouldn't go on another podcast and talk crap about Creepy Kingdom.
About how we treat women at Crown Creepy Kingdom. By the way, I think Creepy Kingdom has had the most females as correspondents and guests than any other Disney podcast in existence. I will say that.
So
I'll put that out there. And the people on there are not on because they're female. They're on because they're awesome people. But the female voice is not really represented that strongly in the Disney podcasting community. And I feel like I looked at our past guests and I'm like, it's definitely been way more female than male. So no one's going to believe you if you say that I treat women.
I'll come up with something else.
All right.
You watch. You just wait.
Okay.
You got to put me under contract first, though.
Yeah. Be sure to sign that contract.
That's what makes it ballsy. But no, okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I will stop with my marriage.
It's all good. No, it's funny because I really forgot about it, and that's really amusing. We definitely got all riled up. So, but what about the casting? Do you think she's good for the role or what?
I don't know. I mean, without seeing it, you know.
Well, I mean, from the trailer, that's all we have to go by. Yeah. You know?
I don't know. I really don't. I really have to separate myself from the fact that I'm so irked by it. But, like, she had two lines in the trailer, and I didn't think they were very good. She looks horrible, which she's a witch, so
that's
you
good.
Know.
So, in turn, she looks good.
You know, she... If we are going with that stereotypical type of witch, I think she looks great for the part, you know. But I don't know. I really, really, really am going to try to watch it with an open mind and then decide how I think she did in the part.
All right.
So, but I can't imagine that she'll do bad. She's an awesome actress. Like,
that's why I'm so perplexed by your comment. I'm like, I've never heard anyone. And again, that's not true because a lot of people were upset about that comment. But that type of sensationalized things are like in one ear and out the other for me, man. So I totally forget about stuff like that. And so... all right.
No, so, she's an awesome actress. I think she'll do great. I'm sure she'll do great. You know, how could she not? Like,
right, of course. It's Meryl Streep. So what do you want from this film? Since you are a fan of it, you're familiar. Going into it, what do you want to see? Do you want to see an exact recreation? Do you want to see them expand on something? Like, what do you want?
Well, one of my favorite things about musicals being turned into movies is that there is so much you can do with a movie that you cannot do on stage.
Okay.
It's the number one reason I want Wicked to be turned into a musical, because the stage show is so fantastic that when you put in movie magic and CGI, you know, you can create something amazing. And I really feel that way about this show because it's so creepy and it's so dark. And so I really hope that they really keep that, and I want it to be just visually stunning, you know. That's how I felt about Maleficent. I felt like I could watch Maleficent without on mute, and I would still like the movie because it was so pretty. And I really hope this one's the same way. I hope it's that really dark, creepy, but the whole time you're watching it, you're like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, from the trailer, it looks like it.
Yep.
So, so writing up this Creeping Soon segment, of course, we got to talk about the thing that I probably care the most apart about out of all of this is, how do you think, now, this is not what do you think they're going to do based on budgets and marketing, I just meant like, how do you think the Imagineers would be able to incorporate Into the Woods into the parks?
Oh, man. Well, I hate to say it, but, you know, without a whole new villains land, it'd be awfully difficult. I think that if I was going to do it and I had no budget and I had nothing to worry about, then I would make it part of the Fantasyland Halloween overlay.
Okay.
And do that kind of creepy, the vines and the trees and stuff like that. Maybe as part of the new princess area that's in front of Fantasyland.
You're talking about in Disneyland?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Princess, sorry, my bad.
Where the brain work. I haven't been there since they opened it. Where Anna and Elsa are.
Yeah, the Princess Fantasy Fair.
Fantasy Fair. I was just trying to blank on it.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's got like, it's got Rapunzel, you know, it's got Rapunzel's Tower and it's based up. The look of it is based off of Rapunzel's Kingdom and whatnot. And I think that would be really cool to do, like, an Into the Woods overlay on that and make it really creepy and dark and whatnot, and have the witch just kind of skulking about and in Fantasyland and, you know.
The witch as a face character?
Yes. I know, it would be amazing. Hey, they did... do you remember when The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe came out? They had the White Witch in Disneyland as a face character, and she was... amazing. She was so cool. That's a story that we have to talk about another time, because that was so cool.
But yeah, that's one thing Disneyland gets more than the East Coast. There's so many characters, face characters, so much interaction, just lounging around. That's just not that prevalent in Magic Kingdom, and it's crazy.
We have a lot more actors to choose from.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we got a lot of actors in Hollywood that want a job. So, but yeah, I think the witch as a face character would be awesome. I think the wolf as a character in the park would be really cool. Like, you never know.
Alrighty, and yeah, we'll see. We'll see what becomes of this. I mean, they got it on a prime day. Obviously, they're looking to appeal to beyond a Disney fan base with something like this. You want, you know, they're prominently featuring, you know, Chicago and Wicked in the trailer.
Yep.
It's. I think they're trying to make this, you know, this year's Les Mis. You know, really.
Yeah, I do too. I think they're trying to put it right in the same category as Les Mis and Hairspray and Chicago and all of those movie musicals that have. Sweeney Todd, you know?
Is Sweeney Todd really in league with them? I mean, to me it is, but I mean, is that respected that much, the film adaptation?
It's not necessarily a respected thing, but movie musicals, you know, that have come out within the past decade or so, you know, they all kind of get listed together.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Yeah, but I think Disney's trying to get in on that, and I think that that's really smart because there's a whole huge fan base out there of those kind of movies.
Right. I mean, that was obviously proven with Frozen. Bringing the Broadway element into Frozen just seemed to paid off quite well. So
yeah.
I think that's probably... I mean, obviously, Into the Woods was in production before Frozen, but I feel like that... I think this is the direction we could see things going for some live-action films, which... I'm sure you'll be happy about it, but I'm just like, I don't know.
I'm going to be happy about
it. Yeah, I don't know about me, but like, so we'll continue. We'll probably revisit this as another trailer gets released closer to the release date, which is on December 25th of this year. So you know, I'm sure more stuff will come out and you'll have a lot more things to say about it. And I still won't know what's going on.
there's quite a few movies that are coming out from Disney that I'm really looking forward to. And I have a few things to say about. So there you go.
Oh, okay. Well, just briefly, you know, on future Creeping Soon segments. I don't know. There doesn't seem to be too much creepiness coming up that soon from Disney.
No, Pirates of the Caribbean, I think, would be like the closest. The Day of the Dead movie from Pixar.
Yeah, that doesn't have a release date, but yeah, that should be pretty spectacular.
No, but it'll be awesome. We saw the So the trailer, I remember what movie we saw. Oh, maybe it was Maleficent. They showed the trailer.
The trailer for what?
For the Day of the Dead.
Oh, movie? No. You know what? You might have seen a trailer. I think it's a different movie.
Oh.
Yeah, no, the Disney one doesn't even have a release date.
Oh.
The Pixar one, yeah. I vaguely know what you're talking about. I think it's not a Disney movie, what you're talking about, though.
Oh, wait, the trailer before Maleficent isn't the Disney one? Oh, that makes me so happy. Yay.
Why, because you didn't like it?
I didn't like it.
Oh. I haven't seen it, so.
No, I didn't like it. I wasn't happy with it, so.
Yeah.
That makes me happy. Good job.
Yeah, no, okay, I'll bring some news, good news to you. Yeah, I mean, there's a live action Cinderella, which we mentioned, which doesn't look creepy at all, but does feature Helena Bonham Carter as the fairy godmother, so.
Yes, it does, and it's going to be amazing.
Tomorrowland, that movie is, I don't really know what's in it, but it seems pretty cool that, you know. I'm pretty intrigued by that one. I'm a little intrigued by Big Hero 6. I'll probably like it. I don't know.
I didn't like it. The first preview that I saw, I was like, I don't want to see this. This does not interest me at all. And the more I see about it, the more I'm like, oh, I really want to see this movie.
I remember hearing what the synopsis was. I'm going, oh, that's cool. But when the trailer came out, I was like, I don't know. But I was kind of... I love Wreck-It Ralph. And... I mean, I was always going to see Wreck-It Ralph, but I saw the Wreck-It Ralph trailer so many times that it was like fatigue, and I was like, and it's the stuff that's in the trailer isn't that good, but it far exceeded the trailer, you know. So I feel like it's, I mean, they're not marketing the film to me. I guess that's what it boils down to.
Totally,
they're marketing it to kids, and that was in Big Hero 6, you know.
I love Wreck-It Ralph, so I'm right there with you. I think I'm going to like Big Hero 6.
Yeah, we'll check that out. And of course they're about to start filming the next Alice in Wonderland, Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Sorry. Yep, that'll be interesting.
So yeah, we got some things to look forward to, and we'll see what happens there. The one thing I am disappointed that, sorry, I'm trying to kill a bug. It's really creepy in here today, guys. It's not even on this list. It's totally been put on the shelf. Well, there's two things here. Obviously, I've been waiting so much, so long for the Haunted Mansion. Guillermo del Toro's Haunted Mansion to get some news on that. And there was just news not too long ago that it's the wheels are still going, but very slowly. It's not canceled.
Yeah, not canceled, but what was it? They're having a hard time with the script?
Yeah, they're working on it.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other movie that I think is canceled, but if it's not, it's definitely in deep hiatus, which I was so excited when they first talked about this. This kind of ties into what I love and goes back to the whole one universe thing, which I was made before, was the Magic Kingdom movie, which, are you familiar with this?
I don't think so. Wait, what?
Oh, well, let me blow your mind. And I was going to let the listeners know anyway if you didn't know anyways.
You're about to say better spark something in my memory, or I'm going to be really upset with myself.
Yeah, so. I mean, there's been talks of this for it's been like 3 or 4 years at least. But it very recently was mentioned that it's indefinite hiatus. So very disappointed on that. Magic Kingdom, the premise of this film... It's basically Night at the Museum, but Disneyland. That's the best way to describe it. That at night, all the characters leave their attractions, and this family gets stuck in the park overnight and gets caught in an epic battle. And that's the mashup that I wanted to see. That the idea that I go to Disneyland and and can pretend that at night everyone leaves their attractions and all this crazy stuff happens. Like,
why are they not making that movie?
I don't know.
Why?
I guess it's just so hard. I don't know. I mean, it was supposed to be directed by Jon Favreau. And he's
awesome. He's a great
director. He's directed many great movies, but he is director of Iron Man 2.
And
he didn't direct Iron Man 3 because he was working on this movie. So that to me was like, wow, he dropped that. He stopped doing Iron Man 3, which, I mean, you know, he believed that much into it. He was doing research. He said he was watching every single Disney film ever made. Like, I've been following this for like a long time. And like, I'm just waiting for them to like announce a release date, or it's going in production or something.
That's terrible.
But in reality, my expectations of this were so high that it probably wouldn't have been met. So I probably would have been disappointed.
Well, it sounds amazing, and now I'm very sad that it's not going to happen.
So wait, end this segment on a bummer, but
right?
I'm Inside Out, The Good Dinosaur. Those are Disney films I'm looking forward to. So. Just looking at the list, and why not? You know, Pirates in 3 years. Sure, I'll take it. all right. So, yeah, Into the Woods. Creeping soon. Well, Miss Roxy Tart, thank you for coming on Creepy Kingdom and helping us prepare for Into the Woods. So,
thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. So, you were saying you are a pinup model.
I am.
And people want to look at your lovely photographs. You can do both. No, I'm just going to go with and. There's no or here. You have to do both these things. You're going to look at the photographs, and you're going to check out Roxy's podcast, Roxy's World.
Yes, you should totally check out my photos and my podcast. I am a, like I said earlier, I'm a pinup model. I'm also an alternative model, and I am a huge Disney fan, which is why I am here on Creepy Kingdom. So I incorporate Disney into a lot of my photos and into my podcast and whatnot. And if you want to see me do that, you can find me on my website, roxy-tart.com. Click on podcast and you'll find my podcast, Roxy's World. You can also find me on Facebook at The Fabulous Roxy Tart. Twitter and Instagram are at roxy_tart. And you can find my podcast, Roxy's World, on both iTunes and Stitcher. Just put in Roxy's World.
That's all you got to do. And you know what the best part about Roxy's World is?
That James is on it, too.
That's right. Yeah, that's the best part.
No, seriously, if you like hearing James and I together, you should come and listen to Roxy's World, where we completely switch places and I am in charge of what's going on.
Yeah, so take that dynamic and reverse it. So. Excellent. So before we get on to that, I just once again want to encourage you to, not you, Roxy, but listeners to send in your Haunted Mansion memory stories. That's speakpipe.com/creepykingdom, or you can email your audio. You can even email if you want, and I'll read it for sure, but it's better if it's in your own voice. But you can email it to creepykingdom@gmail.com. It's all right there. We want to hear from you. Let's celebrate the 45th together as a kingdom of creepiness. And also, so we mentioned Roxy's World, which is produced by Monster Movie Media, which also produces Creepy Kingdom. And also, I have my own podcast produced by Monster Movie Media called The Even James is a Podcast Podcast. So if you want to hear more tangents with my co-host Allison about non-Disney stuff.
Like Marvel and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, which I will probably be talking about because I just saw it as the day we're recording this. I'm pretty hopped up on it. So, you can check it out at the Even James Podcast podcast.com, And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, requests, complaints, still waiting on those complaints. I haven't got one yet, which is good. I have actually. I did get a complaint once. So, I filed it, and we considered it, and we rejected it. You can email creepykingdom@gmail.com. The same place you can email your Haunted Mansion memories or anything. Anything you want to say at all for any reason, creepykingdom@gmail.com. And, of course, we're on Twitter, @creepykingdom. If you want to get in touch with me, like, immediately, that's the place to do it. I am only a phone or a keyboard step away from getting back to you. Unless I'm recording a show, I don't respond to tweets while we're recording. I'm not that good of a multitasker.
But that'd be an interesting show.
Yeah. Not for the listeners. It'd be like, and what are we talking about? Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what they can also do if they want to know about Creepy Kingdom, Doc? If they want to know about Creepy Kingdom.
What else is there?
Well, if they want to see things like show notes, videos, creepy Disney cosplay and fan art pics, links to social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google+, Tumblr, and Pinterest, they can go to creepykingdom.com.
Bam! Wow. You truly are a professional. You all in one breath. That's excellent. Yeah, we can go there. Or let's go there now. That's where the party is. That's where all that stuff is. I can't even say it because Roxy just did it. It didn't even sound like you're losing your breath there. That was really
No, I was good.
Really professional. So also we're in the iTunes store where you can rate, subscribe, and review the show. Leave us a 5-star review, and I'll probably read it. You know, it's likely, right? And of course, we're on the Stitcher app, where you can stream podcasts directly to your smartphone, no downloading required. You can stream us right there, which is, I think, a lot of people are consuming podcasts more that way every day. So it's the way to go, man. It's the way I do it. It's all good. Alrighty, it's about time to get out of here. So, until next time.
I have to go now. It's midnight. Pleasant dreams.